Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Heartbreakers bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out. It's always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Christina Cavanaugh is our guest. Christina is a longtime, a more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust. She actually 11 years, more than 11 years. And she's the author of Managing Your Email. That's right, Christina. We've been together 11 years.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Christina.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Christina, folks, we're talking about some do's and don'ts for email. But you and I cannot talk about email without talking about the email that's in the news these days.
You mean Ms. Clinton?
Yes. Come on. Now, I know you're not a political person. And I don't, and I'm not trying to be political here.
Yeah.
But isn't it awfully irregular for a public servant to do 100% of their official public servant business, email business, on a server that resides in their own house? Would you say that was a little bit irregular?
It's highly unusual. You know, it's like doing corporate business. You work for a company, but you've got your own server at home.
Yeah.
And therefore, the company cannot look at your email.
Yeah, okay. I mean, think about if the CFO of a corporation.
Yeah.
Did that, and see a publicly traded corporation. See, all of their email is subject to scrutiny by the auditors and. All those corporate communications are subject to, you know, some scrutiny, or at least availability to scrutiny.
Yes.
What if the CFO or the CEO decide to go off on their own? And I mean, I'd have to say that at least as of right now, this is unprecedented. Wouldn't you say so?
I would agree. I mean, it's raising eyebrows all over because I mean, I'd say that even at corporate and small business level, we know that, you know, we need to sort of monitor what we do or have a mechanism to monitor. But in public service, it's all, you know, but it's public for a reason, you know.
Right.
That means that everything that goes on can be subject to scrutiny. So for somebody who is a public servant, you know, even a minor public servant, they would...
Well, she's not the head of some domestic... secondary bureau.
Yeah.
She's the Secretary of State. She's negotiating.
Yeah.
She's talking to heads of state all over the world. There's some serious confidential information being passed back and forth. And it'd be different, Christina, if she had a parallel email universe.
Mm-hmm.
Where she had her State Department email account, her personal one that was on a server in her house, and occasionally she forgot and you know, got them crossed over. That would be explainable. It would be forgivable.
Yes. But I mean, but in a case where you've got a separate server, I mean, a separate server is very significant. It means you control all the traffic because you can go in the back end and look at everything.
Yep. And you control what happens to that legacy.
That's right. The
legacy information in terms of, you know, I mean, I would, you know, you wonder if maybe there's going to be an accidental fire in her broom closet where the server is or something.
Well, yeah, like does the server even have like adequate backups and things of that?
And look at all the other stuff. Look at how much money the government puts on. I mean, what if somebody, I mean, you. There are people out there, bad guys out there, Christina, who could find out that she had a private domain, private name domain, could have followed that back through to her, and who knows what they could find.
Yeah. Yes, and
they're,
I
they're,
mean...
They're getting in, if they can get into the Pentagon, you know they can get into Chappaqua.
Yes. Yeah, so it is unusual. People just don't have email servers at home. So I'm not sure what's going to occur as a result. But I'd say that, you know, again, if people are in the public eye, then they've got to realize or understand that, you know, everything's under scrutiny.
And is there anybody in the world who has been in the public eye as much as Hillary Clinton has?
Yeah.
How would she not know that? She obviously knows that. Mm-hmm. So, and did you know that the email domain that she used for all those years, those 5 years, I guess, that domain was established the day she was sworn in?
Wow.
Interesting timing, right?
Well, it is, and it's also interesting that everything electronic leaves a footprint. Even if you want to hide something, it leaves a footprint.
But if that server hard drive disappears or gets corrupted in some way, mm-hmm. other than the receivers on the other end, those things are gone.
Yep, they're either gone or they're in the wrong hands.
Right.
You know, So, yeah, I mean, well, it's an ongoing situation.
What would happen if something like this, if some member of the Canadian administration mm-hmm. did something like this? What do you think would be going on in Canada right now?
Yeah. Oh, I'd say the very same thing.
Yeah.
You know, hair would be raised, eyebrows would be raised.
Right.
And lots of questions being asked.
Christina,
so,
I need your website, please.
It's www.christinacavanaugh.com.
Christina Cavanaugh with a C on both ends.
Yeah.
Hey, Christina, good job today. Come back soon.
Okay, we'll do, Jim.
Don't forget her book, Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox. It's outstanding. Christina Cavanaugh will be back. I will be too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.